unusual.
Do you think your complexion is so good because when you were a little girl, you lived on a farm? Did you live on a farm?
Yes, I did. My grandfather had a farm.
Oh, what did you do in the farm?
Well, I used to watch, they had a maid, my granny, because she was actually a wee girl.
Oh, my goodness, it's chilly.
From the country. Mm-hmm. And she used to be very nice and good, you know. She was a lovely lady and fear must have been something happened to her.
That's
not my usual writing. Alheimer, E, that's an E.
Right, okay.
So your dad was called Samuel.
Yes.
And so, and what did he do? Was he working? Or?
My dad was a baker.
Oh, right.
Yes, and he used to bake the matzahs as well.
Gosh.
There was a matzah bakery in Hagelhoff where we lived.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to help to bake them, but he had his own wee baker's place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, baker's, not a shop. It was just a small place where he'd done his baking in. And
so that's your father, and obviously your mother wouldn't be there.
My mother's not there, uh-huh. No.
So
he wasn't married then.
No, he looks very young then.
Aye.
I would say he looks, what about?
They're both young, young.
So that's your father, and is who else? Who's that?
My uncle. He had a knitwear factory in Wiesbaden.
And was your uncle younger than?
He's a younger brother. He was a clever one. He went to the grammar school, but my dad didn't make it. But he was good with his hands.
What was the age difference between your father and your uncle?
Oh, I think they were about 4 or 5 years mm-hmm. between them, you know. I don't know. I can't remember.
And what was your last name then? What was your name then at that time?
Alheimer.
Oh, Alheimer, sorry.
H-A-L-L-E-H-E-I-M-E-R.
Yeah.
Right, and do you know when you were born? If you were 92, that...
1921.
You honestly don't look it. But I think, as Myrna said, it's how you've taken care of your skin as well.
The life I've had, I don't know how I don't look my age.
So your dad worked in a bakery...
Pardon?
Your dad worked in a bakery.
Yes, but he was killed in the concentration camp.
Right.
And so was my mum. My gran as well. The whole family.
Do you know where they died?
At the time, I didn't know. But it became knowledge then what happened. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. And I had two brothers. They were the same.
So, and were you living, when you said you lived in the farm, were you all living the farm with your grandparents? How did you come to be in the farm?
My gran had the farm, my grandpa had died, and she ran the farm for a while. And we had employed, my gran employed, actually she lived with us, and she mm-hmm. ate the table with us, she was like family.
Mm-hmm.
An orphan girl, Louise, she was a great pal of mine. She was very nice and good to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what happened after I left Germany. I corresponded with her for mm-hmm. a while, and then it stopped.
Mm.
I don't know if she passed away or what happened. She had a daughter. She married in later life, and she had a stepdaughter, and I didn't like her. I think it was jealousy,
mm-hmm.
because I was very fond of Louise. She helped to bring me up. My mother wasn't keeping well. She had problem with her nerves, and I think it was through Hitler,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
because she was never like that till he was in power. I remember that. And she seemed to deteriorate quite quickly,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't see much of her at all.
And were you going to school at that time as well?
Yes, I went to school and he threw me out because of my religion. I passed for grammar school in Crailsheim, C-R-A-I-L-S-heim. And I wasn't allowed to continue my education. Mm-hmm. I was going to be a teacher of languages, and I wasn't able to do that.
What was your mother's name?
Julia. My father's name was Sam. Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask, when you were in Germany, did you ever go to the synagogue, or did you have any Jewish education?
I used to go with my gran to synagogue. But I don't know why I didn't peep to the Jewish face. It's my fault.
I think a lot happened to you, mm-hmm. Frieda.
Did you like going?
I liked going, but I tell you what I didn't like about mm-hmm. It's Hebrew. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They didn't, everything, all the texts and everything was in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. You couldn't understand it.
I couldn't understand it. Mm-hmm. And I used to say to my gran, why don't they do it in German? Mm-hmm. Because after all, mm-hmm. we're living here now and mm-hmm. I don't know Hebrew.
Mm-hmm. You didn't get Hebrew?
I went to school at the Jewish school for a wee while. It wasn't a school, it was a
Chaider.
They had sessions for Ifrit, that's the language in Israel.
Yes.
Because I was thinking of going to Israel any time.
All right.
But I don't know why it fell through. I think I met my husband and whatever, I don't know.
Did your brothers have a bar mitzvah?
Yes. I remember my eldest brother had one in Heigeloch in Hohenzollern in Germany. And my youngest brother, then he was killed with the Nazis before that.
So when it was your older brother's bar mitzvah and he went to shul, he went to synagogue and he said all the prayers.
There was a nice synagogue in Heigeloch.
Did you have a party after it?
Oh, yes. No, really, because Hitler was on at the time. Uh-huh, uh-huh. And it was just a quiet...
You would keep it low profile.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Didn't want to make it too public or anything, because you lived a very quiet life.
Did you go for lunch?
Yeah, no, we had a lunch in my gran's house.
In your grandma's house. What did you eat? Can you remember?
Well, the main thing was always chicken or goose. Mm-hmm. I remember we used to have goose at Christmas and Hanukkah.
Uh-huh.
That was always the dinner then. Uh-huh. It was very fat.
And if it was a birthday, if you were celebrating a birthday, did your mum or your grandma make something special for your birthday, a cake?
Oh, yes. She always was a great baker. Oh. Kugelhopf, fine. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That was a round cake in a tin, you know?
Yes, yes. And has it got chocolate and vanilla?
I always remember the Streuselkuchen.
Streuselkuchen.
That was a pastry with crumbs on top.
With cinnamon.
With butter and cinnamon and all that.
And sugar.
I used to try and make it. After I got married, and it was not successful.
Was it not?
I was not good at it. That's my mm-hmm. grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
My gran, my dad and my uncle.
Do you know when this was taken?
He was a clever one. He owned a knitwear factory in Wiesbaden. But my dad was a good baker.
Do you think that was taken at someone's bar mitzvah then? Do you think that was taken at a time of your dad or uncle's bar mitzvah?
I think it was my dad.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Because that's when you would have the photographs.
And what is this, Frieda?
That's a kindergarten. The two sisters. I went to a Protestant kindergarten in Germany.
Right.
And that's me here.
You haven't really changed very much.
Oh, away you go. That's me here.
Oh, very cute.
There.
I like the way everyone's... You have your arms folded correctly, but there's one or two... So how come you went to a Protestant kindergarten? Was that because it was close to where you were living?
I don't know why, because I think it was the only kindergarten there. Mm-hmm. There was no Jewish influence there.
Was there quite a lot of Jewish, not a lot of Jewish people living where you were living?
No, very few. And I think that's why. And that's the sisters in the kindergarten here.
Mm-hmm. So were the sisters nice?
Pardon?
Were the sisters who ran the kindergarten nice? Were they nice people?
Oh, very nice, mm-hmm. very nice. They kept in contact with me for quite a long while.
Really?
After that's, I left it.
Oh, that's lovely. That's very nice.
Nice sisters.
Janet looks like your grandma.
I think so. I think
so. Oh, definitely. There's a very strong resemblance.
Uh-huh.
And Janet is
Frieda's eldest daughter. She looks very much like her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
You got no photographs of your mother?
No. My mother, she went mental through the Nazis.
Through
this. We never made it popular. No, never liked folk to know.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No, they would keep it quiet. That would have been very difficult for you and your brothers.
It was.
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, it's not surprising. Because we lost our home.
Did
through
you?
It, yes. And my mother was very house proud. And I think just all went for her. She was not right. She had to go out into a home in Tübingen. And I missed her because she was a nice wee lady. She was quite small and slim.
Mm-hmm.
And seemed to change all at once.
How old were you?
I was about 8 or 9 mm-hmm. or something.
You were only a little girl.
And she was like a second mother to me. Then we were good pals and then we were killed.
Mm-hmm.